Hi, I'm Aunt Zelda.
And I'm me. And I'm Dylan's friend, Akmal.
Hi, Akmal. Welcome.
No, and you're listening to Aunt Zelda and me and the Bachelor and the Bachelorette.
And I'm Uncle Floyd, and I happen to be Dylan's uncle.
It's true.
In real life.
In real, yeah, that's the whole point of this show.
And that's how they created the show. Uncle Floyd's show.
I
think you weaseled your way into that.
I felt that participation was down. Viewership. Listenership. Not,
nobody's viewing. Yeah.
Listenership.
Yeah. We got listenership on here.
Yeah. We were losing listenership, and they needed a heavy to come in.
Uncle Floyd came in as a hero.
Literally a heavy.
He's a hero. He's a martyr. God. He's a rose.
They didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
They were confused. Dylan, inexperienced. Zelda, a social work. And myself, a master's in business administration. I could do something to help these lost souls.
Yeah, it's like Danny DeVito in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. They brought him in to bump up
Brady. Up the business.
Oh, yeah.
That's so
Danny
funny.
DeVito's about... Floyd is like three of
He's
them.
He's like three Danny DeVitos. Yeah, that's the only thing.
And I'll tell you, since I've come, people have called California, Oklahoma... Texas.
People are calling all these states.
Nashville.
Yeah.
to say thank you, Floyd. Thank you, Floyd.
What are they thanking you for?
Making the show. We never made it.
Oh, my God.
I felt the network was going to knock us off.
Network.
Everyone was so worried that the show wouldn't make it. Uncle Floyd comes on, sacrificing his time. He
sleeping.
Is a martyr.
Sleeping
his
time.
His sleep time is Western's time.
Dylan's parents called me to help him. He was lost.
If that's true, I will be so sad. if I find out that's true.
Yeah, I already feel like I disappointed Uncle Floyd because I was in the bathroom and I come out and Uncle Floyd's like, "So, what you got, a nice lady on the show?" And I'm like, "Hi." Like, right behind him, just a hairy
Another
man.
Another disappointment.
Just immediately.
He promises me a harem.
Yeah.
Oh, Floyd, you never brought any friends.
Yeah, Uncle Floyd, you've never brought friends. Aunt Zelda, you've never brought friends. Yeah. Here I am.
Every week,
bringing a new friend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
Well, I'm making them. I'm making friends so I can continue this show.
You're just sweating it.
Yeah.
What's next week? Women?
For Who's a while, next you were bringing a lot of women.
Well,
Margaret.
I am friends with a lot
Kate.
Of women. There was supposed to be somebody next week, my friend Shosh, but then you guys told me that you weren't going to be here.
No, but
so
we're coming in
her.
Earlier.
So now I'm going to try and get Shosh back.
Shosh?
Yeah, Shosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And how does she fit into
Shoshana?
Your life?
Shoshana. Shoshana, yeah.
Is she a
who
comedian?
Changed, she's a comedian, changed her name after coming back from Birthright. Really affected her.
To wow. Shosh?
To Shosh, yeah. It was Amanda, and now it's Shosh.
Oh.
Oh,
it
wow.
was Amanda, now
yeah.
it's Shosh?
Yeah, yeah.
Good for her.
I know an Amanda.
That's great.
But now you're going to know
and
a Shosh.
And I know a Shosh. I know a Shosh.
Wow. Oh, my God. Maybe it's the same person.
Oh, God.
She's
going to
fit
not.
In great. She's going to kill.
Yeah, she's going to kill. All right, Akmal, do you want to say who you are? Say how you know me?
Yes. So I'm an improviser and comedian at UCB, and I know Dylan because we talked at the training center because we both have a love for bad television.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Mean,
hey, man. You mean great television.
Great television.
Including
great television.
The Bachelor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Bachelor.
Especially The Bachelor. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's when I met Rachel from last week, too.
Yeah.
It was the same deal.
Uh-huh.
We were
both,
the same deal.
Right.
Waiting for practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Should we try and get into it?
Yeah, let's
we
do it.
We should really try.
All right, let's do it. Yeah, we should. Action. Thank you,
okay.
Director, Uncle Director
Producer,
Floyd.
Producer, right.
All right, so they're in Lima, Peru.
Yeah,
okay,
nice.
They're in Lima, Peru this
nice.
Time. I only knew that there's an alpaca
right.
on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we got a bunch of one-on-ones, right?
Right.
The first one is Madison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's hot for Madison.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, definitely hot for Madison. I mean, she's his type, like his exact type.
Yeah.
Right? It's
young
like,
and virginal.
And
yeah.
And
wait, is she virginal? That
she's
is,
virgin.
It was like her in the previews?
Well, it gets
yes,
confirmed.
It
gets
was.
Confirmed in the previews that
right.
she is
she's
saving herself
she's
for marriage.
For marriage.
If
she should go with Colton.
That's what I was just about
yeah.
to say. If she doesn't win and she becomes the Bachelorette, Dude, they will do the whole virgin thing over again.
I don't think so, because the way they did it with Colton was, like, really gross. I felt like they wanted me to be really horny for this male virgin.
Dude, totally.
They would show him in the shower all the time and talk about how he's a virgin, and I was like, I don't like what this season's trying to make me feel.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think it was directed to you. I think it was directed to women.
Yeah. Well, you know, Akmal is the one watching
Yeah, a lot of the show's not directed to me at all, but it is consumed by me.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
To watch it with your girlfriend?
Yeah, so...
So it was directed to her.
Yeah, so it was actually a big thing in our relationship. This is our first show that we started watching together.
Like an aphrodisiac.
Yes, definitely.
Oh,
we watch a show, we get really worked up at how indecisive Peter is.
This is otherwise known as foreplay.
Yeah, yeah.
Bachelor is foreplay.
And then I was like, hey, I have to do this podcast. I might have to do a whole bunch of foreplay on my own. She
was like... Really upset.
Yeah, and she was like, honestly, I think we should not watch the show together because they have 3-hour episodes. And it makes it a job to watch.
Dude,
that's right. A long
last
time to
week
be
was two
yeah,
episodes.
Yeah, so too long.
Dude, last week was so long.
So
Madison's a virgin. That was confirmed. It would be really
weird.
But
he doesn't know it yet.
He doesn't know yet.
It would also,
she revealed that she's religious.
She did.
But she also said that, I guess it was in the previews, that if he sleeps with someone else, it's a deal breaker for her.
She said that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another Luke P situation.
Uh-huh.
Dude.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So she is
very, very good.
But she's a mix between Luke, dude, your bachelor.
You're on it.
Yeah.
You're
very
good.
Oh, I loved Luke P, a complete psychopath, being kept for too long. He assaulted another member of the house.
Yeah. Well, that's programmable producer.
Yeah,
style,
totally.
Right?
Well, actually, I like at the beginning, I liked Luke P.
There's he's got a puppy dog look in his eyes where, like, if he does something bad, you're like, oh, he doesn't know any better.
Oh, God.
But that makes me hate him more.
Then you don't want him on the show if he's that stupid.
Right. Yeah. One of my favorite things, just really quick, about Luke P and him kneeing the other Luke in the head.
Oh, my God.
I forgot about
that. In the football game.
Yeah. It was rugby.
Football, dude.
It was
rugby. Okay.
It was Irish football. And... or Scottish football. And there was like this moment where everyone's confronting him in the house for kneeing Luke in the head.
Right.
And he was like, he was coming at me. I had to protect myself.
Right,
and nobody wanted to say it in the house, but they were like, that guy? You were worried about that guy?
Right.
Because he's the smallest guy in the house.
Yeah, he's like scrawny, and Luke P is like looks like fucking Hercules.
Yeah.
Just
a giant Christian man.
All right, so Madison is the love child of Luke P and Colton.
Yes.
Okay. So we got Madison over here, which Peter comes into Madison's date and he says, as much as I like Madison, I refuse to get hurt again.
Mm-hmm. He's been hurt a lot.
He's been hurt a lot.
Uh-huh.
Physically, mentally.
Yeah. He's been hurt a lot.
Sexually.
He's so frustrated.
Four times in the windmill. How is Madison going to top that? She's not.
Honestly, I'm going to say they were probably both sexually hurt after 4 times in the windmill.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think so.
You don't think so? Yeah. I feel like at the end of that, I'd be like, geez, I can't do this again. Like, one day
You're
I can.
You're not him.
Yeah, I guess. I don't have the same stamina as Pilot Pete.
Yeah, I think there should be
What
are you, scared of coming too much?
There's no such thing as too much.
enough is enough.
Never enough.
You scared of coming too much, boy?
Afraid of busting too many.
Zelda says it the way Aunt Zelda says it the way it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Never enough.
All right. Well, there you go. All right. I don't know. I just got called out hard.
Yeah.
Okay, but so then he has this one-on-one with Madison, and he tells her that he's falling in love with her, which is the first girl that he tells that he's falling in love with.
Right, and that's like a change in the rules. Because
what do you mean?
In the past, they weren't allowed to say how they felt. Only the contestants were.
I feel like so many rules have already been broken.
Yeah, really.
Like, it doesn't even matter at this point. I feel like I was talking with Rachel after last week's podcast, and we were just like, yeah, it seems like... Maybe it was like Ben's episode where he broke the rules or something like that. And then after that, it was just like, oh, that gets ratings when you break the rules. Let's just keep breaking the rules.
Oh, okay.
So that kind of
I
like
guess
feels...
like jumping the fence, Colton's jumping the fence and leaving. And
yeah.
you know, and everybody running after him, Colton.
Yeah, showing the producers.
Yeah.
Dude, that's so funny. You think Madison will jump the fence?
No.
Sad.
Yeah. She might break something. Yeah. She might push a cameraman very hard.
She fucking punches like she fights a cameraman.
She's gonna fight someone who is being paid minimum wage on set.
All right, so they have like that whole religious discussion, right? And then Peter like pauses for a long ass time, and then he's like, "Yeah, I can try." He's like, "Yeah, you know, honestly, like, I wish I had more faith."
Right.
Which is such like a dude, like if you end up with Madison, you are gonna be a religious man.
Right.
You
know? Exactly.
Like that's exactly. Like that's how it works, dude.
Holy roller.
Look, if you're gonna get into a relationship with someone that's super religious, either they're gonna drop their faith or you're gonna start like applying yourself.
Oh,
like,
let me ask you. This hits close to home. With your brother Ian,
yeah, whoa. I've said it before. So Ian dated. So what? But so Ian dates a girl who used to be Orthodox Jewish.
Okay.
Well, lots of you used to be want to be when there's kids involved.
But she's only not been Orthodox Jewish for a couple years.
Uh huh.
But
and
so
she may want to return to that.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Like, she might. Yo, we should have Ian on this podcast.
That's
talk
right,
about it.
Right.
Gotta get Akmal. Get out of
here. Yeah. Okay. I'll call Ian.
You've been a disappointment since you got out of that bathroom.
Well, okay.
Since
you
weren't a woman.
Yeah. Well, I'll point out my dad is Muslim and my mom is Catholic Orthodox.
Uh-huh. How's that worked out?
Were they both religious?
No, so I was raised very, like, a-religious.
Well, because Russia, you weren't allowed to have religion
exactly,
for a very long time.
So, like...
The Jews used to hide
to
do Shabbat.
Not the first time.
Right, exactly.
Not the first time at all.
We're always in hiding. We're always in hiding.
And my dad, for him, talking about religion is, like, more uncomfortable than talking about sex.
Is he Russian, too?
So my mom is like, she's mixed. Her dad was like very Uzbek and my grandma's Russian. And my dad's like nationality wise, he's like super Russian. Like both sides of his family were very traditional. Like,
I didn't know there were
Muslims. My dad was Uzbek.
That's different. That's more Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But so talking about religion is more like uncomfortable for him than talking about sex and stuff?
Only until recently he's been like reading the Quran again and stuff like that. But I think it's just because he's getting older and stuff like
he's
that.
He's looking for Allah.
Yeah.
Old? What do you mean by old?
He's
well,
getting...
Well, easy here, man.
No.
I mean old.
I caution you.
I'm not saying old. I said older.
We are older.
No, but we are young.
Yeah.
Older?
So he's
got to
be way older
70?
Than us.
Yeah.
Like 80. He's
my
like
dad's
probably,
100. My dad's like actually 100 years old.
That's
yeah. He's the crypt keeper.
You know, Raja's grandma
is
going to be 100 in July.
Whoa.
Raja's grandma?
Yeah.
Raja as in
the dog?
Yes.
Raja. What does that mean? So, like, the human grandma?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Very good.
Oh, okay. That, I went through a lot of, like, a bunch of species just now trying to figure out.
Raja
no. His human mother has a human mother.
Who's
going to
be
100
in July.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, I found my wife, I went through a lot of dogs.
Went through a lot of dogs.
That was a joke.
Oh, my God.
They're comedians.
And, you know what?
Zelda,
you're going to be in the dog house.
Yeah. And Zelda is just staring at
I
him right
them
now.
So
dog
fast.
House
yeah.
for you.
Uncle Floyd's sleeping on the couch tonight.
Yeah.
Uncle Floyd's sleeping on the couch tonight.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Yeah,
so we
I'm
got
the man of the house, so it never will happen.
Oh, yeah, really?
All right, so we
it's
got
me and Raja, baby.
Yeah, you and Raja in the bed, Uncle Floyd, and
on the terrace.
All right, so we got the next one-on-one was Natasha.
Yeah,
they were like,
yeah,
okay,
that was never gonna happen.
They said we've had enough diversity on this show.
Right, that's enough.
There's been diversity on the show for too long.
Mm-hmm. Right,
time to get rid of Natasha.
Right,
yeah, it's always hometowns.
The token,
I mean, it makes sense that that's when they would like bring everyone that they would bring like. They'd bring all the people that the producers are making them keep on until hometowns, right?
It's also the fear on Peter's face when she was like, yeah, I have four very strong brothers.
Right.
And I could see
that?
Him like, yeah.
Yeah,
I could
like,
see him just like not be able to swallow.
Go,
yeah,
right.
So funny.
He's so scared.
I feel like there were so many moments in this episode where like a girl would be like, yeah, so I think this is working out great. And like, I'm like falling for you and things are super great.
And
the look
he
in
said
his
nothing,
face
right.
was just like... Oh, man, I am freaking out.
Well, here's the thing about Peter. I don't think he's ever made a decision in his life. Like, he's a pilot because his dad is a pilot. He's, like, very...
He's a pilot because they tell you where to fly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's, like, never thought for himself. He's, like... If I feel like now you see him and he's just like, oh gosh, decisions have repercussions actually.
That's interesting. I never thought about that. Like, his dad's a pilot and then he became a pilot, and it's just like, it was just kind
of
like
that's not so unusual. I mean, you see lots of doctors, the kids are doctors, and dentists, the kids are dentists.
But I guess there could be a moment of like, oh, I'm inspired by my parents, or it could be a moment of like, oh, like, I guess my dad has his own practice. Like, it would just be kind of easy for me to slide into this lifestyle. Since, like, also they were kind of living it.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever had to do any hard thinking. Like, he's just like, yeah.
Well, that's why I think Kelly's off, because Kelly is much more mature than him.
Dude.
Kelly knows what she wants. She knows that she's not falling in love with three dates.
Oh, my God.
And she said, I like him. Yeah. We're on the same page. But, you know, she never said, I'm falling in love. And maybe that's why he ended it with her, but... I think he's way too immature for her.
He's way too immature for her.
Yeah.
And I think he kicked off Natasha for the same reason, because she was like, she never came to him. I think both those women never, like, came crying to him.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Because they were just
he likes drama. Look at Raja looking at himself in the mirror.
Oh, my God.
Has it ever been explained that Raja's a dog? Or
Raja's a dog looking at himself.
It's a guard dog that we have.
He's a guard
dog.
He's
giant.
He's huge. He takes up the whole apartment.
Yeah, we're all sitting on him.
So this is a funny visual joke, but you can't see it because he's actually very tiny.
Yeah.
He's 4 pounds. 5 pounds, but he's soon to be 4 because he's on a hunger strike now that his mother is cavorting in she's in Orlando, by the way.
Oh, wow, my hometown.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Shout out to Orlando.
What is she doing over there?
She is rendezvousing with her boyfriend. Who's asked to speak at a conference there.
Okay.
It's just in time for Valentine's Day.
That's right. Yeah. And they will be together Valentine's
Day. Hubba.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Did you ever figure out, or maybe this is for later, I remember, because I listened to Rachel's episode, did you ever figure out what you were doing for Valentine's Day?
Should we talk about it later? Or should we talk about it?
Yeah, it's
does
tough
it matter?
This episode was just like felt like a lot of housekeeping, so it was
kind of not interesting to watch.
Like, yeah,
yeah, totally. I mean,
I thought it was interesting with the Kelly. We were,
yeah,
she was sure, and we were sure.
That's the most interesting part. I mean, I'm looking at
I thought he'd wind up with her, really, but...
I'm looking at my notes here. We got, like, one-on-ones. We got Natasha one-on-ones, which, like, come on, we knew she was going to be gone, but also, like, she's probably one of the coolest people there.
But say the truth. Did you think Kelly was going to be gone?
I thought so.
Yes.
He's been really disappointing this whole season with his choices.
Oh,
whole
season,
dude, because he keeps picking
these
little girls.
Well, I think he's a la Colton,
He keeps picking, like, 23-year-old girls, and it's like,
exactly.
Dude, like...
Well, he's 28. 5 years, I mean... Floyd is 6 years older than me.
Oh my
God. Maybe 5 and a half.
No, 6. And that's a whole different generation.
It's
trust
like,
me.
Dude, I have
trust
a question
me.
For Peter. Peter, what are you actually here for? What are you actually here
for? Are you
for,
here
dude?
For the right reasons, Peter?
Peter's not here for the right reasons.
No, he wants a girlfriend.
No, yeah. I don't think he wants it. I don't know what he wants, because it's like, dude, all of these girls are, like, clearly not girlfriend material. And you are, like...
Well, they are for another 23-year-old. Like, you know...
Which then it won't work
but
out.
But he says he wants to go down the aisle and have babies.
Well, like, I think the problem with the show and... Because I really like The Bachelor and I want to, like, think that at some point people are being genuine. But it's, like, tough with this show because... They used to be. And they promote, like, a really cookie-cutter lifestyle.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Like, this cardboard, like, billboard, unachievable kind of, like, way of being. And anybody who kind of, like, I feel like Natasha was very much, like, very real and very much, like, I'm not looking to, like, just be a soundboard to bounce off on.
Same with Kelly.
Yeah, same with Kelly. Kelly was very much, like, you knew where she stood.
Right. These are... self-assured women, as opposed to these conflicted babies.
Mm-hmm.
The other part that's pissing me... I agree. The other part that's pissing me off here is that, like, it seems like Peter is not looking for a partner in crime. He's not looking for an equal here, okay? It's like Peter...
He's looking for someone to take care of.
I think he's looking for someone to take care of. Exactly. Right. He's yeah. like... Right. He's,
he wants
he's
not, to be the hero.
He wants to be the hero. And it's so fucking frustrating to watch
a man... He doesn't
want
an equal partner.
No, it's so fucking frustrating. He's like, dude, you're not looking for love
Although
because
maybe,
you're not looking for an equal.
Maybe
you're
they
looking,
are equal because yeah. he's equally as immature.
Yeah. It's also so funny you said he's not looking for a partner in crime because I think that's the first time... In the past, like, I've only started watching, like, 3 seasons ago. But I think this is the first time I've never heard anybody say it in the season of Bachelor. I don't think he's ever said, I'm looking for a partner in crime.
No, like, does everybody else say that?
I feel like that's such a, like, common Bachelor phrase.
He says, I'm looking for a wife.
Yeah. But I feel like all other Bachelors and Bachelorettes in the past have been like, I'm looking for a partner in crime. I feel like
I
hear that
I
a lot.
I never heard that, really.
But I feel like that's what it is, right? Yeah. It's like a partner, like, you're trying to find your equal.
Yeah.
And it's pissing me off here because, like, he's literally...
Well, he is finding his equal. Now we know he's equally immature.
He's literally going to girls that are like 23 or 24 and being
Especially
like, I'm 28, I
when
can
he,
be your wife.
When he picked Victoria F,
I'm
that
gonna,
was the end for
I'm
going to
punch your TV.
That was the end of it.
I'm gonna,
because she is the most conflicted, the most dramatic, the most unreliable.
I'm so upset about
she
that.
She wouldn't even look at him when he like, wasn't saying what she wanted him to say.
Right, right.
He, yeah.
And until he said, will you accept the rose, she lit up.
I will say one more thing about the Natasha date was my favorite part was when she said, my last boyfriend broke up with me because he said, you're too intense for me.
Right, right.
Yeah.
That's mad funny. But also, like, I haven't seen Natasha be intense at all.
But it was, like, weirdly self-aware when she's like, that's why I think this process would work for me because everybody's intense here.
Right.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, that's the most
that's
aware.
That's fair, dude.
Right.
That's fair. It's also like, what, like, okay, Natasha, welcome to being the first person ever who likes this process.
Yeah, truly.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like everybody else is like, oh, this is so hard for me. And Natasha's like, actually, this is how I always kind of figured I would find love.
Because I'm emotionally out of 11. Yeah. I'm emotionally intense.
Well, definitely was disappointing. I think that... Everyone besides Madison, to me, I think he's picking Madison. Mm-hmm. Everyone else is like a producer pick, especially Victoria.
Yeah.
Because no one expected.
I don't think Victoria is a producer pick. I think that he actually is like, I think she's like a Cassie. She's
Yeah.
It's like, I don't think she's a producer pick. I think that he's just a fucking idiot who is like, oh no, like this girl's really beautiful. And therefore, I feel a connection with her.
Right,
because
right.
she's beautiful. It's like, dude, you're such an idiot. Like,
his thinking with, not his brain.
He's thinking with his pee-pee.
That's right. His other
What do you
appendage.
Think of especially
His appendage.
He's a man.
Yeah, he's a man.
And he's thinking like a man.
He's a man, and he can never
he can
bust another nut.
Honestly, as a man who can bust nuts forever, I'm sure he can't stop thinking with his wiener.
Honestly, that's a true talent.
Yeah.
Being able to infinitely bust nuts.
If you're busting that many nuts, you don't have enough blood in your body to go to the brain.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we do Kelsey. Kelsey's 101. It's like, all right, dude. Surprise! Like I was kind of surprised.
She's really rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah, she's like pretty annoying. She's also the girl who is like, she's the champagne girl. Like, dude, like how many unhinged girls are you gonna bring?
I mean, really?
See,
that's
like,
right.
How many unhinged girls are you gonna go to their hometowns?
Right. So like all of them.
Yeah, but besides like Peter smashing a cup into his head, I think the funniest thing that's ever happened this season.
Wait,
was,
when did he smash a cup into?
That's
his
why
head?
He's got the scars.
Yeah.
He bumped a golf cart
and
then
he
smashed.
Then he was holding a glass and he went like,
"Are you freaking
the scars
kidding
from the
he
cup?
Are you see? I thought the scars from the golf cart.
No, he hit his.
He'd
the
be
golf
better off just saying I had rough sex. All
right, so then I got it. I got a.
Yeah, he smashed a cup into his head after bumping into a golf cart, which Chris Harrison thought was the funniest thing and wanted to milk that.
Yeah.
It is. He's right.
But the second funniest thing that's ever happened was her talking up that champagne. It getting stolen, then
and
her
being upset about her stolen champagne.
Yeah, and then her finally getting her own champagne to drink with him, and then it shooting her in the face.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
What
a
Charlie Brown.
There's such good memes about that.
That was funny.
That was so
But
good.
It wasn't as pathetic as her reaction.
Oh
that was
God.
Completely pathetic, and if he was a real man, he would have gotten rid of her that day.
Yeah,
totally. She does have some,
she's
like,
not,
daddy issues.
She's,
I'll say that.
Yeah, because she doesn't have a daddy.
Yeah, she admitted it to it. Her dad was told by God to leave his family.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, she said
well,
that.
Well, I think that's called schizophrenia when you're hearing the voice
right?
of God.
Yeah, yeah, thank yeah, you. Yeah.
She asked him all these questions of why'd you leave? Why'd you do this during my childhood? And he's like, it's just God told me that.
Right, yeah, right. And okay. Oh, let me tell you how many people I hear that say that at my work.
I will say, though, you know.
Actually, our forefathers, Abraham.
Said the same thing.
Yeah.
He said, God told me.
God told me to bring you to burn you.
Yeah, and his son was like, wait, whoa, chill, what?
I
yeah.
tried that with my son.
Trying to
my
bring
son
him to
said,
the top of the
God told me to burn my father.
And he brought you to the top of the Empire State Building yeah. as like a sacrifice.
It's a big story in the Times.
Yeah, yes.
Two men trying to burn each other.
They shut down the Empire State Building yeah. observation deck for weeks.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not listening to God anymore.
But I will say this. If that was Madison's dad, she would have been like, yeah.
Yeah,
all
really?
Right.
God
yeah.
talking to him? I like this boy.
Yeah, yeah. She said she said her dad was like, God told me to leave you guys. She was like, yeah, whatever. That feels like a coward's excuse.
Wait, that's what Kelsey said?
Yeah, she was like, yeah.
Totally I didn't hear that. Yeah,
yeah, she called him a coward for saying God told her. It was just like, what are you?
It's true.
Yeah. I agree with that, dude.
I
but
guess
then,
so.
It's a cop out.
But then she made it seem like God brought them back together.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
she was like, you know, and then I had a really hard time losing, like, something and like,
no, I thought it was a sign that my God, that my father
yeah,
should be in my life.
She was having
know?
A hard time, and he like
and I brought
to
him together
that,
with her.
He happened yeah. to call her at that moment,
right when she got back into the States.
And
which,
she met. She, what was she doing in Chile? I mean, maybe
I don't
it,
know.
Because
only God knows.
Miss Iowa.
Yeah, Miss Iowa gets sent to Chile.
But that's like the best person to get sent to Chile
yeah.
is Miss Iowa.
But that's like another thing. It feels like all these like beauty pageants have now become like a breeding ground for like
sure.
the
that's
next
right.
bachelor.
Remember
totally.
We had Hannah B. Miss Alabama?
Yeah.
What's the deal with that? Also, Kaylin.
Right,
yeah.
She was Miss something or other.
I think it's
North
perfect.
North Carolina, South Carolina.
Because they're like all beautiful.
Right.
And they all know how to talk
and, young,
and answer questions.
Right, right.
Kind of. Remember
yeah,
that Hannah
posed?
Brown fiasco when he was
oh
like, all right,
God.
Yo, now you do a toast to me.
Oh,
yeah.
She couldn't
and
even
Hannah
talk.
Brown like
yeah. right.
fucking like shut down.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I think she had to be coached a lot to become the Bachelorette.
Yeah,
yeah.
Definitely. All right, guys, we have one ad.
Okay.
We have one ad today.
Yeah.
We have a new copywriter, and we have one sponsor today.
Yeah.
So I feel like we should get into it.
I saw the copywriter on my way in. He seemed nervous and unsure. That is good.
All right. Great, great, great.
Not our
usual
copywriter.
No.
So
the tone is different.
Cool. So I'm going to have...
No, that's a relief.
I'm going to have Aunt Zelda. Aunt Zelda's going to read
yes.
this ad.
Okay.
Love Compass. Love is a highway, and I want to ride it all night long. Hi, I'm Gary Livox, lead singer of the Rascal Flatts, and I am the spokesperson for this amazing new product, the Love Compass, an app for lonely people by lonely people. The Love Compass is a revolutionary app that can help connect you to the nearest lonely person. Some of you may not know this, but I am the loneliest man on earth. Oh. Even though I wrote the most popular good song about a highway, I still found that people do not enjoy my personality. But with this app, I am able to find another desperate person who just needs a warm body near them.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I guess
good
there's
God.
Someone for everyone.
Yeah.
I guess.
Right.
I can't believe the guy who wrote
Life
Levox. Is a Highway.
Rascal Flatts, lead
right.
singer, writer,
right.
is the loneliest
yeah.
man
oh,
on
God.
Earth.
This is like when Michael Phelps admitted that he was depressed while swimming.
And he was. He's in
yeah.
therapy. He's
yeah.
a big proponent of therapy
yeah,
now.
He is.
And since I'm a therapist.
But,
I'm for him.
But
yeah,
Michael,
no,
Michael
me
Phelps,
too.
Michael Phelps is a proponent of like app therapy, like the texting.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
yeah
Teletherapy.
What do you think about that
yeah.
as a therapist?
Well, I think that if you've developed a relationship with someone, I've done Skyping,
mm-hmm.
and I know someone who does Skyping on a regular
basis.
Skyping's
a little bit different than just like texting, though. Like you're seeing
oh,
the
it's
person
texting?
Skyping.
Yeah,
it's
they're
texting.
Doing texting therapy now.
Oh, my God.
And I don't think
that is really tedious.
And
yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think I would do that at all.
I don't know.
I think Skyping is the way to go.
Okay.
You can see a person, you know, therapists use a lot of physical cues to see how someone
totally.
Is looking, how
totally.
Someone is sitting, how they are, how they're acting, how their faces.
And my fear with texting therapy is that it's not, like, I don't know this, but my fear would be that it's not the same person like the same like therapist.
Yeah, right. How do you know?
And that
right.
I feel like is super essential too. Right. Is like the consistency in that. That's but right. I mean, at the same part, I feel like it has. I feel like it has benefits if you're like very introverted or anything like that. Like,
right. It's better like than nothing. Good, right.
Yeah, I think it's better than nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, that's Love Compass.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Which I like. I like Love Compass. Like, it's actually a really good name for a love app. Yeah.
And it actually is, it sounds like a good app for some people.
Yeah, you know what? Probably one of the first legitimate ads.
I think you should write code and sell it to Google and you'll could buy this whole building.
Yeah,
I think I'm going to have to call up the Rascal Flats guy.
Yeah, please. You know, we have his contact info since he contacted us.
Yeah, right.
Uncle Floyd, you got an ad for us?
Unfortunately, no, but I like his work.
Who, the Rascal Flats guy?
No, this young man, whoever wrote it. It's brilliant.
You know,
maybe
he might be sitting at this table.
Yeah,
a little more creative than
our usual.
Guys.
Oh my God!
You know, it's funny because last week you were complaining that you had two lines, and you know, and you were yelling at the copywriter. And this week you have zero lines, and you're loving it.
No, because if he knows I'm an advocate, he'll write me in to make the parts.
Right, so you're waiting for...
In other words, you're just sucking up to him.
Yeah. I'm sucking up.
All right. Well, I understand.
I hear this copywriter can take a hint.
So. Yeah. All right. What? So the last part about it, and this is the craziest fucking part of the entire show, was this goddamn three on one.
Oh, yeah, my God. Three on one. Yeah.
This goddamn 3-on-1.
Right.
This goddamn 3-on-1.
How do you like when the father was interviewing all three of... The guy with all the girls next
to
him.
Oh, my, that was hysterical. Wait, he said, this is your girlfriend, and this is your girlfriend, and this is your girlfriend.
In the coming attractions?
No. The Peruvian man.
Yeah, what was he, by the way?
He owned that whole estate.
Was it just like
a... chapel.
It's just like a beautiful chapel people.
Yeah.
It was like...
He's the keeper, the groundskeeper?
Well, no, it's his family. It's been in his family for centuries.
There's a lot of ghosts over there.
Yeah.
Sort of like the hemisphere is in our family.
Yes, that's a very good point.
I would make the similarity. No.
The hemisphere is like the name of the apartment complex that my grandma and grandpa had like an apartment at. And we've
they
had
came
it
from
right.
Cuba.
And now we have an apartment.
Wow.
We've all had an apartment there now for like 30 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
And we
can
pass it on
20,
to the generation.
23, yeah.
And Dylan and my kids.
I'm going to pass it down to my kids and my
and so,
kids to their
one day,
kids.
200 years from now.
They'll be still going to the hemisphere.
Yeah, hemispheres, baby. it's so good.
It's a family...
It's a family affair.
That's right.
But yeah, I think the Peruvian man they were talking about was in the post-credit sequence where they always do like a kind of funny outtake from the date. Yeah.
He was?
Yeah.
Oh, that, he's the one that said, and you're the girlfriend.
Yeah, that's when it happened.
And you kiss him, you kiss her, and then the next day you kiss her, and he said, this is a funny situation.
Yeah,
right?
I can't believe no one explained that to that man what the show is.
that's a wild thing that no one explained.
It looked like
out.
Sister Wives, like polygamy, right?
Totally. Yeah, that is interesting. This would be a good Mormon show. Actually, it wouldn't, because then they would just if they're like in that sect of Mormon, I guess that like marries multiple women, right?
Yeah.
And they were on The Bachelor, they would just like. Actually,
take them all.
Bring on all three, bring on the 30.
Either you take all three, or the show would start with like 100 different
girls.
Oh
my God, that would be so exhausting.
There's no way they could remember the names.
It'd be like every, the first week would have to be like every day would have to be a 2-hour episode just introducing the girls.
It'd be like Ashley A through Z. Yeah. So the 3-on-3, Hannah Ann's, I see I'm looking at your notes.
Yeah, dude, totally.
Very organized.
Yes.
Hannah Ann's list of reasons why she's falling for him. Like,
yeah,
truly,
really, with the heart. Oh my God.
Disgusting.
You didn't like that? I thought that was nice.
It's like a
baby
wrote it.
Yeah, you would. You have a heart on yours.
What do you mean I would? What is it? Oh, because
it's not even the hearts. It's just like if someone I was in a relationship with gave me this list, I would just be like, are we 12? Like,
right.
Why
do
you express
want,
your love?
Uncle?
Just
what
be
an
adult.
Want?
Just like adults express love in like a, I don't know. Like,
yeah, like speak words.
Yeah,
like
speak
read
words.
That.
Like a handshake?
No.
No, it's just like so unoriginal, but also such a baby's idea of what love is. It's just like...
What were her things that she liked?
It is a little unoriginal. All right. So yeah. In previous seasons, they've come with like scrapbooks. And then yeah. They're like, and we're going to leave the last 3 pages empty so we could fill it out when we get married.
Yeah.
Right? So how do you feel about that?
I don't know. It's corny, but I feel like it's more interesting.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more.
It's tough. I think my parents just like express love through like criticism. So like, no one's that's criticizing each other.
But you said that's the real way.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't understand that.
Then my Aunt Zelda is so in love with me. I get so much love every day. Take out the garbage. I'm the trash. I wonder about in the bathroom with the floor.
Yeah.
How many times do I have to do? And usually it's redundancy. She believes in repetition.
So she believes in repetition, so she critiques you about the same things over and over again.
Now
well, he doesn't do it over and over again.
Yeah. All right. Well, that also explains.
Well, she's so in love with me. Or, why are you wearing that shirt with so much stain?
I love how that's like a negative, like you're acting like she shouldn't be. Like that's like a negative critique.
Is that bad?
No.
I mean, if you look that's terrible, fine. Wouldn't you be happy if someone pointed that out?
If I had a bunch of stains on my shirt and you guys didn't tell me, I'd be.
Or if I'm going out with her sweats. That's how you're going to dress. It's more love. I didn't understand. Thank you so much.
So we're saying here that the best thing...
to do is criticize.
Yeah, criticize. So the best thing, what Hannah Ann should have done was brought a list of criticism.
Yeah. Honestly, probably, yeah. I would buy that more than just like... And it was just like written like so grossly neat.
Wait a minute. But not in the beginning.
But not in
the criticisms don't start in the beginning.
No.
Right,
but hey,
honey?
We're more than halfway through this.
Oh, I love you so much, darling.
What?
Remember, I even loved the wallpaper in your apartment.
What was the wallpaper?
What was the wallpaper?
I don't know. It went so fast. No.
I came to this apartment.
Once you got the diploma.
What do you mean? The wallpaper went so fast?
No,
what are you talking about?
When I came to this apartment, he had wallpaper up. And he said, what do you think of my apartment? I said, I think it's great. And the minute we got married, I said, take that fucking wallpaper down.
I don't think I've ever seen wallpaper in New York City.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah.
I want white walls.
I just want to say, Zelda sometimes warms up with her friend with a quick, you have any new ideas how I can criticize her?
He's not dropping.
Because all my friends love their husband so much.
They are so in love, I'm telling you.
Dylan, somehow I think you know about this criticism love thing from when you grew up.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's fair. My mom was constantly criticizing my dad, too.
Yeah.
I mean, well deserved.
Yes, but we well deserved about these men.
Well, yeah. So we're saying we think that Hannah Ann, it would have been better off coming with a list of things that Peter could change.
Yeah.
About himself.
Or she just like couldn't memorize 12 things. I don't know. It's, like,
it's from 10 things I hate about you, right?
Yeah. It just feels so babyish. And I think it's just like combined with her, like, it feels Hannah Ann to me feels like someone made her in a factory to be the best bachelor contestant
ever.
Yeah,
she's a model.
Yeah.
Totally. And she said, you don't expect me to be perfect. That's the first time anyone ever did that or said
that's
that to
you're
me.
Because you're a model.
Yeah, she's like an android who's falling in love and learning she has feelings. You don't want me to be baby?
But so actually one of the things that I really love about Kelly, which RIP, because I am so upset about that.
Yeah,
you can check
it
out on our Instagram, my reaction, my live reaction. One of the things I love about Kelly
Shout out to Kelly. You are so... lucky that you got sent home.
Totally.
Right?
You avoided a shit show.
I'm happy she got sent home because now I feel like she's going to be on Bachelor in Paradise. We're all going to get to know her a lot better.
Totally.
And she's going to probably meet like a guy who's like from 3 seasons ago. Who's like an adult man who's got his life together.
Right.
Derek Peth.
Yeah, somebody.
That's right. He's nice.
So I got to say, it's confusing to me when people with like legitimate careers and jobs like Kelly come on this show. Like, that's, like, a weird move to me.
Well, I mean, I guess she took a leave of absence.
I guess, right? Like, it's like, what kind of a law firm would be like, let me let one of my attorneys go and...
Maybe she's in between jobs. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? That's fair. I don't know. It's just a weird thing. But so what I was going to say...
She's not the first one. There was another attorney.
No, I remember.
There's from Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
That, what's her name? Not Lori, but...
But yeah, whatever.
I forget the name.
Yeah, whatever.
But she was an attorney
there's
also.
There's been a couple people like this that are like, have like, a lot of guys come on the show and they have like legitimate jobs. I'm like, no way you could ever go back into that world after you've done this show.
And usually they don't.
Off, like,
they're all on social media.
Yeah.
They're all TV hosts and they're all, you know...
What
doing this, like cancer
like Ben
walks?
Hickens,
yeah.
You know, he's everywhere.
Yeah. So what one of my what I was gonna say is one of my favorite things about Kelly is how much she was like razzing Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Like she would like make fun of him in like a very like in like
a cute way.
Like so
criticism. Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
so she was really in love
she,
with him.
Yeah, she was in love with him. That's what like even when they saw him and he like when all three of them met up for the group date. And he, like, wasn't walking towards them. And the first thing she says is, she's like, wow, you're really making us walk through all this grass.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, yeah, dude, like, that's funny, dude. That's like...
Right.
It's like, I feel like, at least for me, I feel like a important characteristic in somebody that I would, like, find myself compatible with is somebody who could, like, kind of be sarcastic and, like, give me shit in
then,
that way,
then
right?
Challenge you.
Challenge
yeah.
me. Yeah,
yeah,
totally, right?
It feels like she's able to cut through the tension in a room very well.
Right.
Like, with a good joke.
Right.
Courtroom.
Yeah.
She's, there's no challenging in the relationships he has now.
No, because he
except
wants
the
to
only
be...
challenge is, Victoria F., who's so fucked up.
Peter wants to be the...
Hero.
Peter wants to be the hero. He wants to be, like, the caretaker.
Uh-huh.
But what happens after you've been doing that for, like, 10 years and you're just like, I'm fucking tired of this?
Uh-huh. Well...
Yeah, I don't know. He might just, like, fly a plane somewhere
right,
else and never come back.
Right.
Yeah. God told me to do this.
Yeah, God told me to drive my plane into a lake.
Yeah, right. Wait, what?
No, nothing.
Why
like
into
still too awake. Yeah. oh, we also forgot to mention that Peter got his disgusting Band-Aid removed from his forehead.
Oh, yeah.
Forehead.
He's got a badass... that's what they kept saying,
wound,
badass scar now.
Imagine if one of the girls was like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
He removes the Band-Aid and she's just like, I can't. That's too gross.
Right.
I can't
be with someone who has an imperfect face.
That's why Kelly left.
Part of me hopes the scar grows bigger with stress and then he'll look like a distraught villain towards the end of it.
Kind of like a villain with that helmet and the quads.
Oh my god, that like, the quads and his like little stupid
like,
helmet goggles.
Like a German helmet.
yeah,
German war helmet. Alright, so he sends home Kelly. He keeps Victoria F., which fucking blows my goddamn mind.
Oh my god.
It blows my mind.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous. Ridiculous.
How many times can somebody tell you? Like she,
that they don't know.
That
they
don't
know.
Know.
They don't know. Stroke my hair. They don't know. They don't know. Stroke my
like,
hair.
Could it be that he has a hots for her?
Yes.
Exactly. It could be.
He has a
that's
hot
it.
So what? Like
we can't
I
let it go.
I haven't made a decision like that about a girl since I was like 18 where I've been like, but you know.
The hell with it. I like her anyway.
Yeah, like let her drag me along because she's pretty. Like, like come on, dude. Grow the fuck up.
Right, right.
You're a 28-year-old man. I'm going to start crying.
But he hasn't. He hasn't grown up.
Dylan's sobbing.
You're a 28-year-old man.
No, he's a big baby. I truly don't think like he's ever had
to
think about
it. Yeah, I really thought he was more mature.
But I don't think she'll make good wife material.
Yeah. Who? Victoria F?
Yeah.
Hell no.
She's not critical enough, right?
No.
Yeah,
I don't think she's critical.
She strokes her hair a lot, though.
Yeah. She's only critical of people of like of color.
Yeah,
she's
right.
A Nazi.
Yeah, she's a Nazi. She was projecting hardcore.
Oh
yeah. She said to him, she was like, "What'd she say?" She said,
"And but he was smart enough to say you're coming at me,
mm-hmm.
and he still picked her."
She feels like he's always in a mood
mm-hmm.
when he sees her, and it's like. One, no, he's not. It's you that's literally
that's
always
right.
in the mood. You said on
the way.
Is that
gaslighting?
Yes,
yeah,
it is
gaslighting.
It is gaslighting.
Right.
And he's being gaslit and he's falling for it.
That's
yeah.
right. He's falls for everything.
Oh,
and,
God.
As long
but
as
he's
that,
also
a good face and a good body.
I don't
yeah,
give
right.
shit.
He doesn't care about anything else.
You?
It's clear he likes her body
yeah.
better than the other girls.
Well, she has a fine body.
Yeah, she's a really good looking
she's
lady.
Very
is
beautiful.
That your professional opinion?
Yeah,
it's my professional. As a copywriter. He has a doctor,
yeah.
I mean.
As a doctorate in booty,
yeah.
The diagnosis is the thing just won't quit.
Hot stuff.
But yeah, I will say, like, as far as, like, Peter has many flaws, but he seems, like, somewhat emotionally intelligent. And when he talks to the women, he seems to be, like, really, like, talking to, like,
and
to them.
And interested in them. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was fooled by him, I must say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was fooled. So was I. Think tonight showed him to be who he is and his maturity level.
Maybe his penis got more erect with her.
It's yeah. never been harder than when he's with
right,
Victoria.
It was a test. Yeah. I'm at 60%, I'm 80%, yeah. I'm at 110.
He got the 110.
Right. Yeah. So how could he let go? Such a perfect score.
Yeah, yeah, that, you know, that is a pretty good score.
Uncle Floyd showed us a big old boner chart.
It's the flaccid. It's like it's a bar graph.
He went back to his room and he charted it out on a computer. Yeah.
He made a graph.
Yeah, he made a graph.
An Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah. all right. Wait, so what were you asking me earlier about Valentine's Day?
Yeah. So what was your decision?
What are you doing?
Well, so I think we're going to go to...
What was that, Guerrero's?
I don't know if we're going to go... That's Rachel's thing. Which I actually I think that's kind of romantic. That's
to
like...
To show up at a place where the woman who was on your podcast, like, we could
not romantic for me to do. Yeah. Romantic for her and her boyfriend, Chris.
Yeah, they go to the one place.
We're all
going
to go.
Yeah.
It's
cute.
We're all
going
to go.
We're all going, man.
Yeah, we're all going to go.
Rachel's going to love that.
Yeah.
Chris and say, Rachel will
I can't
love
believe
that.
You're here.
Yeah. I think we're going to go... We're going to go to...
House of Yes?
Yeah, we're going to go to House of Yes, and we're going to go into that fuck room. Are we just going to get
Is there
wild.
Really a fuck room in the
yeah,
House of
Yes?
Yeah,
there is a fuck room in the House of
Yes. He's been there.
Yeah, I've been there. It's wild.
I've never been there. Somebody who used to go to my high school, who I know from high school, goes there a lot, and we will hang out sometimes. I'm always like, why don't I get invited to go there? Does she know something about me I don't know?
It's very fun.
You don't have to be invited. You could just
yeah.
go.
Yeah, I think I'd fold in a club environment. I think I'm just kind of like...
That's the thing. You either have to be on drugs, or you have to just like really let go of all your inhibitions and just be like, fuck it.
Well, someone today told me, I think she works for Mount Sinai Victim Abuse or something like that. And she said she goes there as a,
undercover.
Not a bouncer, no, but she's supposed to make sure that nobody's abusing anyone
else. Yeah, that's the nicest part about House of Yes, is it stands for, like, what that means is that, like...
Consensual.
It's consensual. Like, literally, if
like
you
Harvey
want...
Like Harvey Weinstein could
wanna,
never go there.
Could never go there.
Right.
He is House of Yes enemy number one, Harvey Weinstein. But like House of Yes stands for like literally if you want to dance with somebody you have to ask them first.
Right.
And it's not awkward because it's expected of everyone.
Right.
And
right.
So it's either yes or no. And then if it says no, you walk away. You have
right.
to.
That's cool.
Right. And if you don't, then you get kicked out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that's because that's her. She does that. She checks around, makes sure no one is saying no.
So for Valentine's Day, I think that it's birthday and then it's Valentine's Day. So she's not taking off work, and then afterwards we're gonna go to dinner, and then we're gonna get some dessert in the East Village, do that whole thing. On Valentine's Day, I think we're gonna hit a museum. Dude, are you gonna be at the Whitney?
On Valentine's Day, I don't think
Friday.
But I can hook you up, my guy. Let me know. I can hook you up.
All right, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
We were thinking. She might have been now because I think we were thinking of either Guggenheim or Met. But I'm not sure. I'll talk to her. But so we were thinking that, and then we were also thinking like Alamo Draft House or something like that, like to see a movie. But when I looked it up today, there were no times for Valentine's Day. So
what do you mean? What's Alamo Draft House?
It's like a movie theater where you could eat food and drink beer.
Is that downtown?
They're opening one downtown. There's one in Brooklyn right now.
Yeah.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
So my girlfriend and I, due to scheduling, did what we dubbed Romance Day this weekend. And for Valentine's Day, we might just do something small.
Yeah.
But we went to the Museum of Moving Images.
In Queens.
Yeah, in Queens. Which was very cool. Yeah, there's a Jim Henson exhibit. It was very cool.
Well, that sounds
awesome. A lot of like fun interactive stuff.
There's also Museum of Sex in Queens.
Yeah,
I've heard about that.
I've never been there.
It's on all the Times Out list of like what to do on
Valentine's
Day.
It's in Queens. I thought
it
was in the city too.
Is there like a Museum of Sex? I don't know where.
It is. It was in Queens. Maybe
I'm
confusing it with
Museum of Sex. I don't think it's like I don't know what the rule is. I think maybe it's because they're not funded by the state. I can't get in for free there.
Oh.
I can get into Museum of Moving Images for free or just
Whitney
any.
Whitney is funded by the state?
I don't know. Maybe. Or, like, I think they taxed her differently or something
think,
like that.
Do you think the Museum of Sex has a fuck room?
Well, they should.
They should.
They should. But it's a different kind than House of Yes.
Yeah. I think there's like with those like animatronic guys showing
it's
you how
animatronics.
To do it. Yeah,
it's like Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Oh no!
It's a Fucktown Jamboree band.
It was too expensive for us to build our own animatronic, so we got the Chuck E. Cheese band.
Oh,
oh gosh.
Too much Chuck E. Cheese.
What are you guys doing for Valentine's Day? Anything?
Yes, we're flying to Myrtle Beach.
Oh, yeah. All right.
To be with our youngest son.
How romantic!
Well, to make it more romantic. We are going to a baseball game.
Oh, no, that's the next day.
Or the next day. But
a Michigan State.
Akma, did you come with any relationship questions for Aunt Zelda and Uncle Floyd?
Okay, yes. So this was brought up to me. So I'm in a relatively new relationship. Now,
congratulations.
Thank you so
congratulations.
Much.
Congratulations.
How long? Let's hear.
Like 2 or 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah. So one thing that was brought up to me is I'm very much a homebody. I don't go out much.
And
you went
why
out
you
here. You're here. Yeah.
I'm out here. Yes.
Right.
And so my girlfriend's like, we can't, but also due to like comedy and weird, like work and schedules, like sometimes we meet up at like 10 and end up just hanging out at each other's place. And
She's
like, I want to do more stuff.
She wants
which is
to have a regular outside date.
Yes, exactly. Which
like
is,
she wants you to take her to the House of Yes. Fuck
House
room.
Of Yes. Yeah, fuck her. Yeah, well, so
the
she's
House
asking
yes,
very reasonable
room.
Stuff. Are you, and you guys have lived in New York for how long?
Our whole lives.
Your whole lives. So is there any cool, like, New York stuff I can take her to?
That's your relationship like question? Cool.
Yeah.
Is like, advice on where to go?
It's still fun and early. I don't know. Like, I don't have big problems
there used
yet.
To be a restaurant called a Table in the Corner. A lot of dates took me there. I think every table had, like, a curtain around it. So you were just the two of
Whoa.
You. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds nice. There's like weird dates, like it's kind of expensive, but there's weird date things like that. There's like the blind eating where it's
I
like
I heard about that.
Where is that?
It's in like Lower East Side probably or something like that. Where they blindfold you and so you eat everything blindfolded, so it's supposed to be like a way more like
sensual
experience. There's like a bunch of things like that.
Yeah.
You know what you should do with her? You should go axe throwing.
Okay, so I almost signed up to do that. Is that actually fun, or is that something like
corny
people keep trying to push on me?
Dude, I would, like, why not do it?
Yeah, that's like a big thing.
You're nothing
where
to
do
lose,
you do
except,
it?
I guess, if
it's
yeah.
short on Groupon.
Yeah.
Where do you do it?
It's
like
all around
some stuff in
New
Brooklyn.
York. Yeah, it's like
throw an axe?
Yeah.
It's like darts?
Yeah.
With an axe and a giant wood circle.
Yeah.
Another thing I'm trying to get
just don't
together.
Put a picture in the middle. And
no.
The axe. That would not go over well on Valentine's Day or any other.
Actually, with Zelda's temper, I don't feel comfortable.
Well, speaking of temper, I looked into another thing she found out about that she seems to really want to go.
Rage cage?
Rage cage!
What's that?
Yeah. It's just like a room where you, like, pay for like an hour and there's like different packages of like what kind of stuff, but basically you could get into a room and you just smash stuff.
Dude, is that with like a bat? Isn't that fucking I feel like only in America will people pay to
right?
go into a room to beat the shit out of products that people
I know
would use
something
in other
good.
Countries.
Rachel told me she went down to Lower East Side to like an ice room
where
it's like Russian.
Yeah.
When you drink vodka.
Yeah, my dad loves that.
Yeah. That sounds romantic.
Okay,
and you can hook arms and drink your vodka. You go into a room that's made of ice and something like that.
Yeah.
It's cold. Like they give you a fur coat and a fur hat to wear. And then you taste the vodka.
Yeah, and the shot glasses are all
ice
too.
Yeah.
Dude, very Russian.
Yeah, it is very
really.
Russian.
All right.
I thought of you.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're kind of
actually in the house.
Did you get enough advice on places to go?
Yeah, I think
wrap
so.
Up.
Yeah. I think I got it.
All right.
What I like are the commercials that say that the one we saw tonight was he says, you don't want to do anything. Let's not do anything for Valentine's Day. And he says, okay. And then the three guys come out and say, she may have said it, but give her something from Jared. So, guys, take a hint. Hint for you too, Floyd.
I know Jared.
Yeah, who the hell is Jared?
Hey, Jared, we can meet.
Who the hell? Yeah, you want to go to Jared's house? Yeah. All right.
Yes.
You don't want to go to Jared's house.
Really? Yeah, we'll go to Jared's house. He used to be a spokesperson for Subway.
Yeah. Yeah.
With a pedophile. Yeah. Yeah. Didn't we talk about him last week, too? I was talking about him. Yeah, maybe at work.
Now they could say even pedophiles like Subway.
Yeah. That's exactly what... it's exactly what they could say.
They need that kind of.
We got to wrap it up.
All right.
Yeah. All right. So, Akmo, you want to do you want to plug anything?
Yeah. Okay. So I think Rachel already plugged this, but I guess it's February 16th, Lloyd
next
night.
Week.
Yep.
Yeah. Sunday coming up.
Sunday night.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's our Lloyd team's last Lloyd show. Dog People Subculture 7:30. Please come out, follow me on social media, and I have an art Instagram where I post my art. Thank you so much.
You do art?
Yeah,
what
yeah.
What kind of art?
A lot of like illustration kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
I got an iPad for my birthday last year, and I've been really like doing a lot of more digital work. It's at Ugly Stinky Bad is my art. And
Ugly
I have
Stinky bad. Bad.
Yeah, and I have like stuff for sale if you check the link in my
bio.
Have
you sold any?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
And I've sold some original work. I'll sell sometimes on there.
Uh-huh.
And my social media besides that is just Akmal Tajihan. I'm assuming my spelling will be in the description.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then you can just look it up there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Cool. What do people call you for short?
Just Akmal. Sometimes Aki. Yeah. Sometimes I get called
Molly.
Ak. Yeah, I get called Molly. Yeah. I haven't been called Molly, but I actually do like that.
Uh-huh. All right, cool. And so follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Aunt Zelda and me. And that leaves one thing for us
That's
to ask
right.
Akmal.
Akmal.
Will you accept this rose?
Here's the thing. Religion's really important to me in my life. And I need someone. But yes, I'll take it.
There we go.
We have 100% acceptance.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening.
And
we will speak to you next week.
Speak to you next week. Bye.